It used to be that holiday shopping here in the north was completely dependent on what was available at local retail stores. Well, that's simply not true anymore. Amazon, eBay, and big name manufacturers can now send their goods north from gigantic warehouses in the south. And this Christmas, a real shift in customer shopping is happening at home. Daybreak's George Baker is tracking the change and what it means for local business. Hi, George.
Hello, Carolina.
It's been clear for a long time online shopping would have an impact on local businesses. What makes this year a standout?
Well, this used to be the most wonderful time of year for retail shoppers. Whether it be Northern BC, Vancouver, Victoria, regardless, you know, you would see your stores filled up. But that is changing. And it's a conversation that you're going to have with your friends. It's talks that you're going to have with local business owners, and it's your own shopping habits if you're being very truthful about it. Online shopping is now mainstay.
And so what are people talking about?
Well, you think about conversations that you're having on the streets, and I decided to go out there and find out for myself in Prince Rupert last week. I asked people, you know, how much of a percentage are you shopping online versus locally? Have a listen.
Gail Watkinson. Oh, majority of my, about 80%.
Wow. From where?
Different areas. NHL and t-shirt shops, different things like that.
Why do you do that?
They're a lot better selection.
Oliver Harlow. I've done a bit of both this year, actually.
Why is that?
Well, honestly, the convenience more so than anything else.
Convenient. Which side of convenient? For online or for shopping locally?
I'd say for shopping locally when it comes to it. But if it's something quite specific that I can't find in town, yeah, I have to turn to the internet.
What do you think the percentage breakdown of shopping is for you?
I'd say close to 30-70. I'd say 30 online.
Xiaoying McCann, yeah. I do lots shopping online. Yeah, like 80%.
80%, eh? Why do you think that is?
It's, you know, lots of companies, they offer like free shipping, free return. Oh, like when you return stuff, they don't ask you what, why, you know, the reason. And it's the price is good too sometimes. But I do want to support the local. But sometimes, you know, it's not too much choice in the store.
Ronnie, Olmsted. I try locally first, but if I can't find what I'm looking for, I'll go online. Probably at least 60.
Josh, McDonald's.
How do you do most of your Christmas shopping? Online, retail?
Usually online.
Why is that?
Just different selection, and I really prefer skiing, and there's no ski stores here in Prince Rupert.
There's a snowboarding store.
Oh, I suppose, but they don't sell skis.
Interesting. Yeah. So lots of people choosing to shop online. Overall, how big a deal is online shopping?
Well, it's big and it's getting bigger. In 2014, Canada Post reported that 76% of Canadians did some shopping online during the Christmas season. About a quarter of Canadians were actually frequent shoppers, and that number is growing. And it doesn't take much imagination to realize that that's putting a squeeze on small independent retailers here in northern BC.
Yeah, and this is certainly not surprising since we've been talking about the rise of online shopping for a few years now. But what is the actual impact?
So, I mean, armed with the information I had from our local shoppers here in Prince Rupert, I canvassed several businesses across the north last week to ask them. Now, Mark Page is one of those owners. He runs a skateboard and snowboard shop in Prince Rupert called Loaded. He says when he opened his store, he had annual big growth, but the economy turned here. We know the story behind that. Of course, pulp mill and fishing industries closing down. But then online shopping has started taking even bigger chunks out of his store. And Page says growth at Loaded has plateaued.
I don't know what the future holds for retail, right? It's an unknown future, right? It's uncharted territories. I mean, it's a growing beast. It's something that I don't know what it's going to take to before it plateaus, right? It's scary. It's a little scary.
That is Mark Page, owner of Loaded Sports. And this was true for business owners across the north that I spoke to.
You heard from folks in the piece as well. What did they say?
Yeah, well, okay, so here's a little context for you. The Dawson Creek Mirror reported last week that 2016 was the worst for oil and gas drilling year on record. And that leads you to think, well, there's less money to go around. And that can maybe be attributed to less shopping. Well, there is less money, though not all money is tied to oil and gas. Kathleen Connolly is the executive director of the Dawson Creek Chamber of Commerce, and she does want to make it clear that oil and gas downturn is not the be-end-all, end-all.
We're lucky enough to have more than one industry. So ag, so cattle producers had a very reasonable fall this year, and grain producers, for what they got in, they feel pretty confident they're going to have an okay winter. And we have logging as well. And our loggers are just, like, they're pounding the highway right now. They're so, because the summer was wet, so loggers weren't able to get out into the bush this summer. So now it's froze up. Interestingly, the log yards are behind. There's not enough inventory in log yards for spring breakup. So these guys are, like, some of them are double shifting. Right.
So that's Kathleen Connolly, Executive Director of the Dawson Creek Chamber of Commerce. And with that information, you would think, well, okay, so oil and gas isn't doing great, but other industries are doing much better this time of year. That must mean that money is rolling through right down to the local retail stores. But that doesn't mean, actually, that Peace Region small businesses aren't noticing an impact from small shopping. Kim Simard has owned This and That Clothing for 6 years in Fort St. John. She says speaking with people in the energetic city can be disheartening to do as a small clothing retail owner.
A lot of people are saying they're shopping online. A lot of people are, I just buy everything online. But our numbers are way down. I don't know if that's just the economy, or I feel it's partly.
So a shared story across the North. Yeah. What do businesses do to counteract online shopping?
Well, clearly, you know, crises precipitate change. And so if you're faced with these gargantuan online shopping behemoths, you're going to have to come up with a game plan. So loyalty, at least for some businesses, is the name of the game. First, shop local campaigns are big. We hear about it all the time. We had Plaid Friday, which was, you know, basically a Black Friday campaign. And that's nothing new. And towns compete for businesses, regions, provinces, etc. But you can also borrow from the big guys and create reward shopping. And that's what Jessica Butts does. Butts owns Mainers Clothing in Smithers, something she's done for 9 years now. She says her numbers are going up because she offers her customers a reason to come back.
Vicinity, it's called. So every time people come in and spend a dollar, they get a point. And then once they reach a certain amount of points, then they get free dollars. It's been really successful, actually. Yeah, we can track kind of how many people are using it and how many people come back because of it and stuff like that, and it's been really good.
That is, again, Jessica Butts, who owns Mainers Clothing in Smithers.
Overall, how confident are retail owners here in the North that they'll be able to compete with online shopping and franchise stores?
Well, I mean, I'll recall a statement that was made by a mayoral candidate a few years ago in Prince Rupert's election that, restoring small business along Third Avenue wasn't a priority because online shopping was going to take over. And she may have been right. It's going to be a challenge. But I will leave you with a comment from Mark Page, owner of Loaded Sports here in Prince Rupert, about optimism.
If you are passionate about business and if you are in the right business and you're there for the right reasons, you should survive. And with a lot of hard work, it's doable.
Mark Page from Loaded Sports.
George Baker, thanks so much for this.
You're welcome.
That is our Daybreak Associate Producer, George Baker, live in our Prince Rupert studio. We'd like to hear from you on this. Where are you doing the bulk of your holiday shopping? Are you turning online? What is drawing you into those local businesses? What keeps you coming back? Tell us all about it. 1-866-340-1932. We're also on Facebook and Twitter at Daybreak North.